am entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I just want to remind you that RBN is having a pledge drive. And anybody who would like to donate can call us at 1-800-724-2719 during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. Again, that number to pledge any amount is 1-800-724-2719. And our guest for the balance of the show is Frosty Woolridge, is the author of America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And hang tight, those of you on the line waiting to ask Frosty a question or make a comment, we'll get to you shortly. But first, I've got my question, Frosty. Does this tie into Agenda 21 in terms of wanting to crowd people into densely populated areas and creating these wildlife preserves because it'll make the people more manageable?
Well, you know, it's hard to determine what is happening at the highest levels of the world. You know, you talk about some. There's all sorts of thoughts on the high elites that control the world, the big money, the bankers, and so forth. I mean, Thomas Jefferson warned against these bankers. But one of the things that, whether it's Agenda 21, or any of these other controlling factors, I can say this, irrespective of Agenda 21 and irrespective of the elites and those in the money and the wealth and the power in this country and or worldwide, all of us are going to be engulfed in this population issue because there's no getting out of it once it manifests. In other words, I call it a human Katrina. Like the Hurricane Katrina, those who stood on the banks and watched it come in, or waited too long, or hoped it would go away, or you know, said, "Well, we've ridden these things out before," they're the ones that became the victims and/or survivors. And so, if anyone thinks it's going to be a lot of fun to see control factors to try to control another 100 million or 200 or 300 million people in this country, nothing's going to control it. Cap and trade won't do a darn thing because worldwide we're expected to grow by 3 billion, B as in boy, 3 billion more people by the next 40 years. So really it's a great human tragedy, and there's no way to solve it other than the human race has to come to terms with its own numbers. And we are really the only nation, along with Western Europe, that has come to terms with a balanced civilization, and it's whether we decide to maintain our borders and maintain our stability as a civilization, or simply let ourselves devolve into this massive population loading caused by both legal and illegal immigration. And that's the question. And if we don't solve it ourselves, I guarantee you this, Mother Nature yes. is the population Nazi, the population racist. Mother Nature doesn't care who you are, what you are, how rich you are, how you know short, fat, stupid, or whatever. She kills with equal a plum, if you will. And so that's my appreciation for that, because I've seen it firsthand in my world travels, and it's ugly all over the planet.
No, I agree. I agree with everything you just said, except I would say from the global elite, we could infer motives from their action across the globe, because we're not the only ones under attack with an overpopulation bomb, as you've alluded to. We're already seeing it in Europe. So it seems like anywhere there's a productive middle class on this planet, they're under attack. Frosty, let's go to the board and take a couple of calls here. MV from Texas, hi, you're on with Frosty Woolridge.
Thank you, Dave, for taking my call. I agree with everything that you two men have been talking about. I was born and raised in Texas, grew up in Corpus Christi, very close to the border of Mexico, and you know, our immigration laws really have no teeth in them.
Right.
People
or no enforcement. You know, MV, we're going to hold it right there. I'm going to hold you over the break so you can finish your thought and maybe phrase it in the form of a question for Frosty. Stay tuned, everybody, and Dave and Sean will be with you too shortly after the break. Stay tuned, everyone.
Oh,
today in America you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, and over the break, we held over MV from Texas, who had a question and comment for our special guest, Frosty Woolred. MV, go ahead.
Thank you. Dave, I just wanted to say again that that we really need to strengthen our immigration laws, we need to when people sneak across our border, we need to do more than just give them a slap on the wrist and giving them a greyhound bus trip back to their country of origin. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it or not, but there's a plan. It's called GO, G-triple-O-H. G-triple-O-H.com, and it's a plan to evict all 435 members of the House of Representatives in one election cycle, and that's really what we've got to do. You guys touched on it. It has to do with money and power, and we've got to get these career politicians out of government, and we've got to get some true patriots in there to vote the way and make the hard decisions that are going to need to be made.
Okay, let's let Frosty respond to that. Good points. Frosty?
You know, and from Texas. I actually was stationed in the Army at Fort Sam Houston, so I have a great affinity for Texas. And you're exactly right. The term limit, the fact that we don't have term limits, it was the great mistake of the founding fathers.
Yes,
in fact, Thomas Jefferson stated that we needed term limits just to make sure that exactly what has happened today didn't happen, but he was overruled at the time. They just thought at the time that American citizen statesmen would step up, serve the country, and then go back to the farm.
Right.
And unfortunately, now we have men like John McCain who have done absolutely nothing for 40 years in Congress, just like Teddy Kennedy. And in fact, guys like John McCain are the ones that caused this problem.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And And so you're exactly right. We need to have the House of Representatives cleared, the Senate cleared, virtually of 90% of those good old boys that are up there, and the corruption and the scamming and the scheming and everything that's anti-American, it's all started right there in the Congress. And we need to vote them out, dump them out, get rid of them, and get new fresh blood in there that cares about our country, our language, our culture, and our really Christian base of America. Because if we don't, it's going to be gone in a blink. And so that's what we're facing.
Let me leave you, if you don't mind, with one quote from Thomas Jefferson that was made, and he said this in 1824. He said, "I think we have more machinery of government than is necessary. Too many parasites living on the labor of the industrious."
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate your show.
Very good call, MV, and please
thank
be
you.
A
very
caller
good
again.
Call.
Dave from Massachusetts. Hi, you're on with Frosty.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dave. Hi, Frosty.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frosty, what do you think about these people like Rick Adams? He's like forging this alliance with Dr. KKK, Dr. Qasem Kareem Khalil, and Rick professes to be a Christian, and here he is trying to forge this alliance with the Mohammedans against what he calls the Kenites. He refers to Jewish Americans as Kenites, and he's forging this alliance with these Mohammedans. Like,
okay, let's let Frosty respond to that. Frosty, I've never heard of it. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with it, so if I'm not familiar with something, I really can't make a comment on it.
Yeah, and nor can I, Dave. Do you have any comments or questions on the illegal immigration or overpopulation situation?
Well, yeah, I'm a man of the streets. I was a taxi cab driver all my life. And let me tell you something, like Frosty was talking about, when these gangs come in and everything, you can't even walk on their turf. They won't even let you set foot on their turf. You have to pay tribute to these gangs. These people are, we got to stand up to this great global super Satan. That's taken over our country. They're super Satanists. They all belong to secret societies, and we have to stand up to this great global super Satan, and we have to put these super Satanists on trial, and we have to get into all these secret archives, all this crap that's classified, and we have to put these super Satanists on trial.
Well, Dave, I love your passion. We all have different terms for the people that have perpetrated this, and Frosty, I'm sure you'd agree that this has been perpetrated. This is definitely an intentional act on the part of certain people.
Well, it truly is, and again, the only thing we can do right now is when November gets here, literally vote out anyone that's an incumbent, and I mean all of the incumbents, vote out every one of them, just to get some new, fresh blood into our system that is going to advocate for American citizens, is going to advocate for enforcing our laws, who is going to literally make new laws, such as an anchor baby law, which is now in the books and has been there for 10 years, H.R. 1968 by Nathan Deal in Georgia, whom I've met, and to stop the anchor babies phenomenon, because it's well over 400,000 of those little babies every year, but also their mothers that come with them. So that's 800,000 taxpayer-paid people each year, year in and year out. And it's dissolving our laws and our Constitution. So we really need to sweep the House and the Senate out and get new, fresh Americans in there, the citizen statesmen, to really bring about the rule of law and bring about the U.S. Constitution. And we need to do it very soon, because if not, another 5 or 10 years, we're going to be a nation at odds with itself, linguistically, culturally, and with sheer overpopulation numbers, so much that the problems will become irreversible and then unsolvable crises facing us at every level.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think we've got one election cycle left to turn this around. I totally agree. Dave, thanks for the call. Please call again. Let's go to Sean in Minneapolis on line 3. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I have a question for Frost.
Can I get you to speak up just a little bit, Sean? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, very good.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I have a question for Frost. How do you know that this crisis that humanity is facing is due to population expansion rather than just corrupt political systems and very flawed economy systems that do not work for the majority of people?
Well, that's a very good question. How do I know? You just look around you, and whether it's the human conditions of corruption with hamartia or hubris, if you will, you can make all sorts of excuses. But the fact is, when you have overpopulation or too many people that cannot be fed, that cannot be watered. You can't get food to them, you can't have resources for them, and you outstrip the capacity of the land to furnish these human beings with, and again, I'll give an example. No matter what the government of Bangladesh could do or be, it has 144 million people living in a landmass the size of Iowa. It is so much miserable over there. No matter if you had the greatest government in the world with the most morality and ethics, human life is so horrible and so cheap and so desperate over there, and in fact, they're on their way to adding another 100 million people. So those things cannot be solved. India, with the greatest democracy on the planet right now, supposedly 1,000 children die of dysentery or diarrhea or other waterborne diseases every single day. Every single day over in India right now, because their population is so huge at 1.16 billion on its way to 1.55 billion in another 40 years, that nothing can solve it. So really, in the final analysis, as the numbers grow, human restrictions grow, human freedoms are restricted, and the capability of sustaining those populations becomes more and more limited. And so that's just the reality that we're facing, and you can't make excuses, and you can't say, well, it's because of corrupt governments. It's simply that's the way it is when you have too many people.
Well said, Frosty. Sean, thanks for the call. Frosty got an email here that I wanted to cover with you. I thought it was particularly good. It's from Paul in Australia, and he's wondering if Frosty thinks that Obama will allow Mexico to be morphed into America and to make it one country along with Canada. So clearly he's talking about the North American Union.
Right, and again, there are many people out there that think that a North American Union would be a really positive thing. Unfortunately, it's going to be a very negative thing for American citizens because literally millions and millions of poor, unskilled, and desperate Mexicans will simply flood across the borders of America. They will displace America's working poor and America's middle class. And again, as I said earlier in the program, another 40 to 50 million Mexicans are going to be produced here in the next 40-odd years. And so you're going to see much more poverty down there and much more desperation. And if anybody's ever been to Mexico City, and I've traveled all over Mexico, just go to Mexico City, then you would see the result of what that is and what it does. And again, as I've said, a constitutional republic demands a highly dedicated, loyal, invested, and educated population. And we're losing that, and if we went to a North American Union, we would simply become a very illiterate nation, and therefore we would devolve down into the abyss, if you will, of a third world country.
Well, particularly, too, if you have to blend the three currencies, because there has to be a middle point.
Yep.
And if you merge the dollar with the peso, I think it can't be done without disastrous results for what's left of our middle class. You know, Frosty, the other thing that I wonder about here, too, is... are we just going to bypass this North American Union? Because I don't know that we need it to meet some people's desires to have a wholly integrated United States with 100 million new people, because we're well on our way. I mean, we only built, 700 miles, or we're going to build 700 miles of a fence to cover a 2,000-mile border? We're not serious about stopping it. We never will be.
Well, and that's the great tragedy of Americans and their apathy. What got us here is the apathy of the American voting public. 50% don't vote in national elections, about 90% don't vote in local elections, and that's why we are where we are right now. If you will go to one website that I write for, it's called beforeitsnews.com. I'm writing a series right now called Overpopulation in 21st Century America. I'll tell you what,
let's finish that thought. We're right up against the break. We're hitting the commercial, Frosty. Let's finish that thought. We come back. Barry, Dan, Marty, hold on. We'll be with you after the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest tonight is Frosty Woolridge, and we're talking about the price of illegal immigration, which probably the biggest price is, no question, overpopulation. But before I return to Frosty, I just wanted to remind everybody, RBN is having a pledge drive, and if you'd like to donate, you can call 1-800-724-2719, 10 to 6 Central, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. And I also want to remind you that we still have those RBN business cards available, and you can get yours by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can call the station network, I should say, with your credit card at 1-800-724-2719 and get yours over the phone with a credit card for easy delivery. Well, Frosty, I'm sorry I had to step on what you were saying because we were right up against the break and we were going right into commercial, but I wanted to go back to what you were talking about. You're writing a series of articles right now for a website. You want to pick that up there?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope what you're taking from this 2 hours as educational. You know, a lot of people say, well, he's spreading fear, he's a fearmonger, and so forth. No, I'm a mathematician, I'm a mathematics a person, I'm a traveler, I'm a writer, and what I'm talking about is what we're facing, and these are not just maybe it's going to happen. These are things coming at us, and we have a choice. We can change the course of history, and we can do that by education. And in all great changes in history, and whether it was Susan B. Anthony or Dr. Martin Luther King or Gandhi in his country or Gorbachev or Mandela or John Muir or any of your heroes, it took some leader, someone to stand up and speak out.
And really, hopefully, you're hearing what is really the facts, the figures, and the truths as I have researched them and seen them in my world travels. And then once you get educated, that means there becomes a consciousness shift. And then once enough people have a consciousness shift, that becomes a critical mass shift. They take action. And my website has all of these websites. Those of you in California, CAPSWEB.org with Dr. Diana Hull. FAIRUS.org with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and certainly NumbersUSA.com, Alipac.us. There's tremendous organizations that can help you take action. I hope all of you tonight join NumbersUSA.com, because if this amnesty goes through, we are going to see that 100 million even sooner than 2035 because of family reunification and so forth. So the website that I'm writing this is freedomsphoenix.com. But also beforeitsnews.com, BEFOREITSNEWS.com, and that website, AmericanChronicle.com, also out in California, will give you, and I'm on the 15th section of it right now, 15th part. It'll go to 30 parts, and it will show you week by week exactly what's coming at us and exactly what we can do, because when I raise the question and I bring the education to you, I also give you all the things that you can do to take action to change the course of history. And as you all know, every woman out there in the audience tonight gets to vote or run for president because of what Susan B. Anthony did. So obviously somebody, just one voice out there, can make a difference and did make a difference. Dr. Martin Luther King, of course, made sure that all people of all colors have the same rights as anybody else. John Muir gave us the national park systems. Gandhi freed India from British rule. And so we as a civilization can band together. We have the rights and the abilities to vote and speak our mind under this extraordinary U.S. Constitution. And so we can change the future. We can change it from adding 100 million people by literally having a 10-year moratorium on all immigration and reducing all immigration past the 10-year moratorium to less than 100,000 per year. And that's just that number is because that's what was successful from 1924 through 64, and that's how many people egress the country every year. So we could bring about a rational, logical, and reasonable population stabilization for our civilization so that all races, creeds, and colors can have a life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what the U.S. Constitution is all about. When you hear all these other people crying out, well, let everybody come in and I'm sorry, they can't all come in. The whole world just can't come here, especially the 77 million are added every year, because it's impossible. The carrying capacity of this country can't take it. And so hopefully the word racist or xenophobe or all these other names would turn into, hey, that's rational. Gee, that's logical. Hey, that makes sense. Hey, that means all of us can prosper as human beings, no matter what our race, creed, or color. If you feel that from what I'm saying tonight, then you understand that I'm really working for everyone's best interest, and I hope that all of you join me and join all of us and join those who do care, and we can change the future for our children to a viable and sustainable one, and that's what really my goal is as an American citizen and also just a citizen of the planet.
Well, we've lost a good portion of our Constitution in the last 9 or 10 years.
Boy, haven't we.
The immigration problem has overwhelmed many of our institutions, hospitals, schools, and prisons. You know, we've got to undo some of the damage. But I don't know that we can engage in mass deportation. I don't think it's viable. I don't think it's really ethical or moral. It's not humane. So are you basically saying what's done is done, and we basically have to hold the gate steady?
Well,
hold on, I got to hold
okay,
that,
well,
Frosty.
Yeah, come back on that.
Bad
yeah.
timing with the question, but we're going to get that after the break, as well as your calls. Barry, Dan, Marty, Eddie, and Kevin, you'll be up first right when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Frosty Woolridge on the other side.
Everything turn, there is a season, turn. Add their time to every purpose under
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to the final 30 minutes of the Common Sense Show. Our special guest tonight and will be for the next 30 minutes is Frosty Woolridge. And Frosty's went to the break. I'd asked you a question. I mean, do we just hold the line now and keep things steady as they are?
Well, you know, we better hold the line, and we better hold it very soon. And at the same time, if you look at what happened to Arizona just in the last week, they've created a new law there to enforce immigration laws in the state of Arizona that will very quickly start driving out 460,000 illegal aliens in the state of Arizona and bring that state back to the stability and the balance and the lawfulness that it once enjoyed 20 years ago. And it is my contention that if we simply enforce the laws of our country, and those are U.S. Code 8, sections of 1344, 1324, points 274, 275, 276, that it is against federal law to aid, abet, assist, or any way help, transport, or house an illegal alien. And the cost is $2,000 up to $10,000 per illegal alien and up to 5 years in jail. If we would simply enforce the laws and go after internal enforcement, we wouldn't have to wholesale transport illegal aliens, about 80% of them, back to Mexico. They would simply buy their own bus ticket because they wouldn't have a job and they couldn't stay in this mm-hmm. country without the job or without the money, and they certainly couldn't tap into the resources of our country. They would simply go back to Mexico, and it's called attrition through enforcement, and it works. Truman did it. FDR did it.
Eisenhower, too.
Eisenhower did it. And so in the final analysis, all we have to do is enforce our laws. And that means the American people have to demand that their representatives enforce the laws instead of allowing the corporatocracy, And the business is like Tyson Chicken or McDonald's hamburgers or Big Mac or any, you know.
No, McDonald's, you're right on the money. Look, my wife is a former head of McDonald's Corporation here in Arizona, and I can tell you for a fact that a lot of these local owners have willfully engaged in hiring illegal immigrants, and not only that, they have basically promoted ideas of amnesty. And you're right about the Arizona law that passed here. I'm in Arizona, as you know.
Yes.
And today they discussed this through the Arizona Republic, and overtones of racism were thrown in, and of course the same old arguments are there. Let's go to the lines, Frosty. We got a full board of calls. Barry from California, thanks for your patience. You're on with Frosty.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Frosty, nice
pleasure
to talk with you guys tonight. Jesse Ventura did those conspiracy theory show, and he did one on global warming with he was talking about Maurice Strong. I don't know if you've seen a while back when he had it on True TV. But anyways, I listened to a lot of shows on RBN, and Maurice Strong, if I'm saying this right, he used to be in charge of the UN back in the 70s, and then he also has a deal with the carbon credits. He's making millions and millions of money on that, and he lives in China and has a say in the automobiles over there.
But Gary, anyway, let me push this quickly to a question here because we've got a full board of calls.
Okay. Rusty, do you know that if he bought some land in Colorado and he's trying to take over the water rights somewhere in Colorado, where it's going to be harder and harder to get water, and he's going to make it so that the price is so high, you know, that he'll get rich on that also. You know,
well,
I
don't know. I don't know that much about this particular individual, but I do know that there are individuals that are buying up water rights. But I can tell you this: China has its own problems. They're putting 27,000 new cars on their highways every 7 days. The air pollution in their country is horrific. I've been on the Yangtze River. It is a giant sewage pit. It's a sewage drain out of the country. 99% of their rivers that run out of China are completely sewage pits, conveyor belts, and the disaster that is China right now. In fact, by 2030, they're expected to be burning 98 million barrels of oil per day. You're going to see China literally crash inside of itself because it won't have the energy, it won't have the ability to sustain the massive industrialization that it has created for itself. So,
and that's what led Japan to start World War II, Frosty.
Oh, let me tell you.
Same conditions.
They're going to start.
One quick question since you brought up China.
Okay, quickly.
I also heard that it's going to get so bad in China with their population, and they only allow one child. They get rid of females more than they do males.
Yes,
that they're going to try to eventually in the future come to the our country, and they said they are promised wives for them because there's not going to be enough females in China in the future. And they're going to use up the pollution's going to be so bad that they're going to have to immigrate over to our country.
Well, wherever they can immigrate to. I'm familiar with that argument. That's why so many of the males join the Chinese army and hope they get stationed abroad. Let me move this along, Barry. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Dan in Houston. Hi, Dan. You're on the air with Frosty Woolrich.
Yeah, Frosty. The water thing in Texas, T. Boone Biggins put up all the water rights in half of Texas, and that's not what I called it for, though. But in Texas, it's becoming obvious to everybody around here in Houston, since NASA is being done away with, and also a place that made military junk out not far in Katy, it's been sent to Yankee land. So it's pretty obvious to me that they're fixing to give the South back to Mexico. And I think the proof is absolutely irrefutable. Nothing's going to be done to stop them. We can't fight a civil war because we're outnumbered.
Well,
let's
hold it right there because that's an excellent point, Dan. I'm sure you've read the literature from La Raza that basically says that's exactly what should happen.
Yeah, bet your boots. That's what they're doing, too.
Let's let Frosty respond to that.
That's exactly what La Raza is doing. In fact, Mexicans will, by just birthright alone, take over Mexico, certainly New Mexico, and Southern California for sure. And if anything's overturned there in Arizona, they'll simply outbirth Americans in Arizona, and their culture and their language just simply take over. And so, yeah, that's what's happening.
And it's the Catholic Church is backing the whole thing.
Yep, the Catholic Church
sure
is backing it all. Yep.
They certainly are. Okay, thanks for the call, Dan. Let's move along to Marty in Idaho. Hi, Marty, you're on the air with Frosty Woolridge and Dave Hodges.
Thank you, Destiny. I have a suggestion. You've opened my eyes. I know a lot of stuff is really bad, but this sort of caps it off with this population thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's frightening, but good to hear it. My thought would be maybe you should try to get on Michael Savage's show.
I've tried to get on Savage for well over 5, 6, 7 years now. I've tried to get on Charlie Rose. I've tried to get on, I have been on George Norrie just 2 weeks ago and got about 2,000 emails the first night, and they're still pouring in.
I don't know why the heck, Michael Savage wouldn't. That's his pet peeve.
I know. Yeah, culture, borders, and,
right.
and language. I don't
figure.
Know why he won't, because there's no one who can debate me. I mean, no one can debate me and say,
absolutely.
Hey, it's great to add 100 million people to this country. In fact, Joel Kotkin, who wrote for Forbes magazine, a book that's just the opposite of mine, I'd love to get on the same stage with that guy, and I'd make mincemeat out of him intellectually and rationally and logically.
It'll never happen, Frosty.
They
don't have the facts on their side. They have rhetoric.
Right.
And they hide behind racism.
That's
and
right.
Marty and Frosty, let me tackle that that media question a little bit here. If you look at who owns the media, basically it's 5, maybe 6 corporations control 95% of the media. And what else do they own? A lot of corporate America. Who's benefiting from this, from the cheap labor? Corporate America. Who makes up the global elite? The same group of people. So that's why, Frosty, you're shut out. I mean, it's
right.
censorship by omission. Marty, do you have a follow-up?
I'm sorry. I thought I had a good idea. Oh, well.
it doesn't mean that Frosty shouldn't keep trying. I agree
and
with
I'll
you.
I'll try, too. I'm going to do everything I can, Frosty. I was thinking of moving back to L.A., where my kids are. I'm in North Idaho. I think I'm better off in North Idaho because I don't like drinking toilet water.
Your kids would be better off in North Idaho.
Yeah. I'm trying to get them to see the light, but are you kidding? Their head is so deep in whatever.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Marty.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Eddie from Cleveland. Hi, you're on with Frosty Woolridge and Dave Hodges.
Hello, Frosty. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Frosty, two questions real quick. Number one, have you read the book Too Many Americans? Number two, are you talking just the illegal immigration from Mexico? Because I've been all over this country, and there's a huge amount of illegal immigration from Europe in the Northeast. You know, particularly like in the Massachusetts, Maine, you know, the Northeast area. Half the people there don't speak English either. You know, they mostly all speak French. So what was your thoughts on this?
To answer your first question, the book that I wrote, the two books on immigration is just the Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, 5 years ago, and the latest one is titled America on the Brink. The next added 100 million Americans, and it just talks about the ramifications of adding 100 million people to this country. And as far as the illegals, you're correct. There are about 2 million illegal Chinese in this country. They're enclaving in the Chinese arenas. You also have tens of thousands of Brazilians, Argentinians, El Salvadorians. You also have Russians. There are just literally hundreds of thousands of Russian illegal alien migrants into this country. Also, Iraqis have come in illegally, and they're now housing themselves in places like Detroit and Philadelphia in the Muslim and the Islamic arenas. So, yeah, there's definitely huge numbers of illegal aliens from many, many different countries. And, again, they're all escaping the consequences and the problems of their own countries, and we're the ones that are the recipients of all those problems. But in the final analysis, we will be the recipients of 100 million people, for starters, on our way to adding 200 million, then 300 million, and again, at some point, this civilization will not be able to sustain itself.
Frosty, real quick, well, what can we do? I mean, you know, if you have, you know, 100,000 Irishmen in Boston that want to come over, you know, they're just going to come over. What can we do, if
Good
anything?
Question. Frosty?
You know, that's a great question. What can we do? Again, we have to collectively bolster ourselves by making our numbers powerful. And NumbersUSA.com right now has 1 million members, and that organization is the one you want to join because it's free, and you get to punch your computer button, and you will be able to send out pre-written letters that get faxed to your representatives.
It is so powerful an organization that it is the reason we stopped the amnesty in 2007, and because of you joining it and everyone listening tonight joining it and telling 10 of their friends who then tell 10 of their friends, that organization could go to 2 or 3 million Americans, and there's no way they will be able to pass any kind of immigration amnesty, and in fact they will be forced to start enforcing our laws on immigration, and that's how we change the course of history. It's going to be all of us in a collective, such as NumbersUSA.com.
Excellent. Yes, and I'm a member of Numbers USA, and Frosty's right on the money about you get these pre-written faxes sent out in your name, and you're allowed to even edit them as well.
That's correct.
And put your own touch on it.
Can I real quick ask, how do you feel about H-1 visas? And I'll just hang up.
Okay, thanks for your call, Eddie.
Yeah, without a doubt, I would like to see all H-1B and H-2B visas stopped, because they have taken the jobs, 1 million jobs out of American IT workers. Bill Gates is one of the most un-American businessmen in the country. He is the reason for the H-1Bs and the H-2Bs. And Bill Gates, with $54 billion, is one greedy, unscrupulous character that has no care for American citizens. Truly one of the least, one of the real scoundrels in the IT situation, and really the destructor of over a million IT jobs. The H-1B and the H-2B visas should be totally stopped. They don't do any good for American workers.
I couldn't agree more. And I've also got friends, you know, engineers who have lost their jobs in a similar manner. Let's go to Kevin calling all the way from Australia. Hi, Kevin. You're on with Frosty and Dave.
Yeah, hi, Frosty and Dave.
Pleasure.
Yeah, look, I've just been listening that Numbers USA. We should have one here called Numbers Australia or Numbers
Yeah,
Down
yes,
Under.
You should. I've talked to Mark O'Connor and William Lyons. He wrote the book Overloading Australia. Email me and I'll give you all the information, because Australia needs to have numbersaustralia.com.
Frosty, let's give out your email since you brought that up.
Yes, my website is frostywoldridge.com, or my email is frostyw@juno.com. I will answer all questions and steer you in the right direction, so please write me.
Yeah, no problem. I've just written that down.
Well, very quickly, Kevin, tell us what it's like. Kevin, I want to ask you a question because our time is short. What's going on with regard to immigration down under?
We're protected in one way, because we have a big ocean around us, and it's a long swim to get here.
Right.
And so we don't quite, but we have a lot of boat people coming in from, you know, the north of Australia. But I mean, even if they kept coming, they've got like little canoes and things like that, and they've got to traverse, you know, thousands of miles of ocean. So it's pretty impossible for it to happen, but it does happen. And we've got some islands that are not part of the mainland that we just keep. Keeping them there and feeding them, basically, but very few of them get through to the mainland without, you know, the correct papers and going through the channels to make sure, you know, they're not criminals. Look, when you use the word terrorist, I don't believe that there is such a thing as Al Qaeda. It's a made up word to you know, scare the population. So I'm not going to use the word terrorist. I'll just call them criminals. If they're criminals and they can find that they're criminals, there's no way in the world that they allow them in here. But, you know, for people that are, you know, genuine refugees, will they process them the same as what they would other refugees? So that's basically...
Okay, we got time for a final question for Frosty.
Okay. Disregarding the legal immigration part of it, the pure finances, America's finances, like the deficit... the home loan situation, the industrial and commercial loan situation. I've run the numbers through myself, and I don't even think if it keeps going the way it is, if you guys don't seize that Federal Reserve and seize its assets and start prosecuting the crooks that own it, and then go down Wall Street and do the same to all of those groups that have raped and pirated the people of America, if you don't do that, you're not going to even... I don't even think the USA is going to make another 5 years.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a whole other avenue that I'm not sure we want to open up that can of worms to, but it is all interrelated, Kevin. You're exactly right. And I'd like you to do me a favor before I let you go. The email is, you know, for me, Dave Hodges, is thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Drop me a line and tell me how you found us and what you get out of listening to us all the way from down under. But I've got to move along, but I'd look forward to hearing from you. And we got time for one real quick call, and that's Jeff from Chicago. Hi, Jeff. You're on with Frosty Woolridge and Dave Hodges.
Hi, Dave. Hey, Frosty. I don't know how quick I can be because there's just so much that's happening. Now, Dave, you mentioned the can of worms that nobody wants to open, and there's no doubt about it. Martial law is coming. Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com has said in his latest paper that they are bringing World War III imminently. The martial law scenario is coming, and that's why I've been on a lot of RBN shows recently announcing that I am a candidate for U.S. Senator for the people of Illinois running for the seat of Dick Durbin.
Well, let's do this, because we're going to be right up against the break, Jeff, and I don't mean to cut you off here, but I'm going to let Frosty respond to that right when we come back from the break. But, Jeff, you know, drop me an email, too, thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. I'll talk to you off the air. And we'll see if we can't give you a little segment here on the show and talk
Dave.
About
Be
what
blessed.
You stand
Thank
for.
You,
but,
Frosty.
Jeff, thanks for your call. Frosty, let's just go ahead and start with that question. Martial law, is it coming? In fact, we're coming right into a break. So let me have you answer that when we come back from the break, and then I want people to be sent to your website, and you can tell them how to get your book. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll put a wrap on this great interview with Frosty after a word from our sponsors.
It only took a minute for my finger to find.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest tonight is Frosty Woolridge. And Frosty, quick question here. I want to follow up on Jeff from Chicago's comment about the possibility of martial law coming. I mean, if you have overpopulation, isn't that a distinct possibility?
Very distinct, you know, and I hope that Jeff in Chicago, I was born in Chicago, I hope he beats Durbin. Durbin's one of the worst senators out there in the entire U.S. Senate. The man is pro-amnesty, no guarding our borders. He is so incompetent. He is so corrupt. He needs to be replaced, and I hope Jeff, and I wish Jeff, and I support Jeff to get rid of him. Because Dick Durbin is just the worst example of a U.S. senator. He's the worst example of a U.S. citizen because he doesn't advocate for American citizens or the U.S. Constitution. And what he's created and what the rest of those senators and House reps have created is very definitely possible that we're going to have so much confrontation, civil confrontation, race against race in this country, and outbreaks of civil confrontation that martial law could very well be implemented in our country. And it never had to be this way. This should never have happened. We should have been all Americans instead of what we have now, a giant polyglot of people that are not invested. We have 37 million people in this country right now that have not been and were not born in this country. And that's the greatest tragedy for our country.
Well, it is an amazing statistic. And you know, I am the son of an immigrant, but on my dad's side, but they came through normal channels and did what they were supposed to do. And, you know, I don't think we look at any country and say, well, we don't want any of those, but this is just a matter of the system being overwhelmed, isn't it?
That's exactly correct. Again, I hope that you all understand that I am rational, logical, and practical. We simply cannot continue these numbers, and we are simply devolving our country, and we're turning it into an unsustainable civilization. And again, as I said, go to albartlett.org. And you will see that it is not sustainable. If you go to Immigration by the Numbers at numbersusa.com, which I hope everyone joins tonight, you will find out with that one 14-minute video that what we're doing to ourselves simply does not help the immigrants, doesn't help the world. It simply degrades our own civilization and makes it unsustainable.
Frosty, again, you've mentioned it a couple times already in the show, but let's drive people to your website again, and that would be what, frostywoolridge.com?
That's correct. FrostyWooldrige.com. And again, I'll answer all questions. And my goal is to get my voice, myself, onto Charlie Rose in a roundtable discussion on Good Morning America, on the Today Show, on literally any show out there, because we need to have voices like yours truly to really help educate the American people, and it's going to take all of us together in concert to make that happen. Otherwise, the corporatocracy and the big corporation-funded media will definitely ignore this thing until it's so upon us that we will simply wallow in the consequences like countries like India, like China, like Mexico, and so forth. It doesn't have to be that way, but it takes all of us to get involved. You've got to step up and you've got to speak out, ladies and gentlemen.
And you've got a very good book out called America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. How can someone get a copy of that book?
Well, you can get it at 1-888-280-7715 directly, or you can go to Amazon.com, or you can see it on my website, FrostyWoolridge.com, or you can get it at BarnesandNoble.com. It's in the Barnes & Noble stores. And the key is get into the hands of your senators, your House reps, your governor, your mayor of your city. That book will educate you as to what we face and how we can change the course of history by our actions today.
Frosty, you've been a marvelous guest. You've exceeded even my high expectations for your appearance. I certainly hope you'll agree to come back on the Common Sense Show again soon so we can follow up with this and get into more aspects of what you've written about in your book.
Thank you very much, Dave. A real pleasure, and I'm honored, and good night, everyone, and God bless America, and really, God bless all of us.
Thank you, Frosty. Well, folks, that's a wrap. We'll be back next week, and we're going to talk about the fallacy that sustainability, and this ties right into it, doesn't it? God bless everybody. Go out and have a great week. This is Dave Hodges saying good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.